Yay! It's Knight Rider time!
Kit.
Didn't. Oh my god, this crime across town. Guess you have to call. David Hasselhoff. Man, that guy's hair was sexy. It's fun time, Ben, over here.
And sister Amy.
And Josiah. Which is Josiah? No, Josiah isn't around. Sorry, kids.
Oh, the they got all excited.
I know. It's I was excited, too.
Christmas morning for us all over again.
Flaked, man. Kid's a flake. What can I say? Now he hangs out with all his cool filmmaker friends.
I know.
Doesn't have time for us. So why don't you leave some nasty comments on the website, and we'll talk to you after this song. Junior Boys. Enjoy it. Sorry, I was a little up in your nose.
That was awesome. You did the robot for that whole song.
Yeah, I did the whole thing. I also did the doom doo 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 doo. That was the Junior Boys with In the Morning. In the Morning.
Yo, you're jacking my shit. That was my song.
Yo, that's your shit. That's just shit. How did that song go again?
I wake up in the morning.
That was how the whole song went.
That was the song when my parents would ask me to sing a song, any song I would sing. In the morning. Sing a song about your dollies. My dollies wake up in the morning.
Yeah. She's not an inventive girl.
No, not very.
Although that's what like most pop songs are, just the same thing rehashed over and over again. So maybe it was actually a commentary on the state of pop music in general. Hi, kids! Guess who's home? It's father and father's sister. Mommy is not feeling so good. Mommy is going to see his girlfriend, Stacy, dance. And I don't want to say anything bad about that because it's, you know, that's what she does. So I don't want to be like, ooh, it's a smart dancer. But she's dancing.
She's a dancer.
She's dancing currently. So he wasn't actually hanging out with all those cool friends from NYU who are now filmmakers. But a big shout out to those guys, too. Hi there, filmmaker friends. How are things over in filmmaker land? So it's a Sunday evening. Amy and I are.
No, it's not. It's Saturday. It's a Saturday. Yesterday was Friday. It's Saturday right now.
Yeah, but they don't know that. Maybe I can release it on Sunday and they won't even know. I won't actually release this on a Sunday. Maybe today's a Monday. That's probably what I'm going to...
It's a Saturday, people. He's smoking a little bit of the Krizak.
It's no theater of the mind, man. Josiah would have totally riffed on that. He would be like, yeah, it's Saturday. Sunday. I mean, whatever you told me to say.
I'm not
but
fucking
instead
Josiah.
Now the theater is closed down. The awning is turned off. There's nothing left of this theater. Theater of the mind? Pshaw. So it's a Saturday in beautiful New York City, Manhattan. And Amy and I just came from improv practice where we were improvising together.
That was cool.
It was fun. Amy did some good scenes. I'm not going to tell it to you guys because that's going to be like, you know.
Lame.
Yeah.
It's
kind of almost lame not talking about it.
But we have awesome plans for later.
Oh my God. Do you have any idea?
We're going to see a mime.
Oh yeah. We're going to go see Billy the Mime. If you guys haven't seen Billy the Mime, I'll play here. Remember last time I played a clip of Dimitri Martin?
You should play some of the mime.
I'm going to play. Here's a clip of Billy the Mime. Okay. Here you go. And... Oh, it's great. Oh. Awesome. So that was Billy the Mime.
That was great.
He's really good. He hardly makes any noise.
I know.
Sorry for busting in there. He's just really funny. But he was on the Comedians of Comedy. He's on that tour.
Yeah.
And he does these sort of like really avant-garde mimalarkey. I don't know what the verb form of mime is. To mime, I mime, you mime, we are miming. I don't know. I, you, he, she, it, we, you, they. So
I
think it's mime.
There.
I think it's mime. So we're going to go watch him later on. He's playing at UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, 26th Street and 8th Avenue. I got that right the first time. First time for everything.
Yeah.
But that's not actually why we came over to talk to you guys. We came over to talk to you guys to say hello.
Hey, what's up? Keep you updated. A lot has happened in the short time.
Keep you updated. How are things? How are things in this government? It looks like a government shakeup. Hello, any Republicans out there? Guess what? Guess what? Just guess what happened. Yo, check it out. Yeah, we won a lot of stuff. We actually took control of government, which is nice. It actually feels good. I feel like
united.
A positive.
Yeah, I feel all positive. United with the peoples.
Of course, I'm assuming that the Republicans are like feeling the opposite. Like the world's in shit. The world. I don't know. How do you feel, Republicans?
Hold up in their bunkers.
I don't know. I don't know how they must feel, but I feel really good. I feel like the country's finally on the right tracks again.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We'll see what the Democrats do. You never know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
We'll see. It could be just another, you know, sham, but hopefully not. Hopefully the Democrats have their eye on the prize.
Yeah. So how are you liking Astoria?
Oh, yeah. I'm also living in Astoria now. I actually moved into the new place. It's really great. I have a stool. I have a couch. And I have a futon.
And a lattice.
And a lattice. I also have a lattice.
If anybody doesn't know what lattice is, it's the stuff that you put outside your house to grow...
like vines and
vines,
shit.
Vines, but you have it in your hallway.
I have it inside, without a vine. Not vine one on said lattice.
Yeah.
It is unvined. It is an unvined lattice. That's what I currently have. And it's fantastic, actually. Thanks for asking about it. It was there from the last tenants who I knew, my friends. And they what they did is it was kind of cute. Like they had it on their wall and they stuck photographs in the lattice.
Yeah.
So it was really, really nice. However, when it's devoid of any photographs, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a creepy lattice in the corner. And it's already a dark corner it's in, so it makes the corner even darker. And when they were repainting the apartment, they took it off the wall, so now it falls into the hallway in the middle of the night and makes a weird clunky crunch noise because I moved past it or I undid something, so now it just falls over all the time. It's going in the trash. It's going in the trash. It's nice. A lot of stuff that's going in the trash.
Nice.
But the new apartment is doing great. And Astoria's great. Thanks mm-hmm. for asking. Mm-hmm. She's doing well. Astoria is a fun place to live.
Really?
It's not terribly interesting at night,
really?
Though. Like, Brooklyn is pretty interesting at night.
Hmm.
And maybe it's just the part of Astoria I'm in is very, residential. But I have not gotten a sense of the crazy white nightlife in Astoria. There's a bar around the corner. It's a little creepy.
Is that?
It's a little creepy. Actually, there's two bars around the corner now. Another one just opened up. And that one's upscale creepy. But the guys there are they kind of start drinking early and they're a little too old for the vibe of the bar. Like, it's a young bar, a pickup joint, and there's these old guys
at
the bar.
Two old Greek creepy guys.
Old Greek guys. Block them. Slovakia. I don't know how to say it. No, there's no masam takam blakam. I have no idea what Greek is.
Yeah.
You know
it's
how
all
to.
Greek to me.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was a pun. How about a sasong? How about a sasong? And then we'll get back to the fun banter. This isn't going to be quite a bookend show. It'll be a middle book in the bookshelf. Two bookends and a book in the middle.
Or if you had a weird little statue of an angel.
No, you know what it could be? Someone else said that they like the idea of a sandwich show better than a bookend show. Uh-huh. So this could be like a club. It's got three pieces
nice.
Of bread. Nice, right? Okay.
Very smart.
Here's a little song. I like this one. It's kind of olden timey. I actually don't know if it's olden timey or not. I'll tell you what it is after it plays. Okay. Bye. It's kind of nice, right?
Groovy.
Yeah. How you doing, baby?
I've been out with the big crowd. All over town, you'll never see me with a smiling face. I'm always wearing a frown. All I want is one sweet girl and no more of these so-called friends. That's always true. talk about me. I hear the things they say. They tell you I can't keep a girl with you. I'll never stay. But trust me, darling, that guy was ain't me no more. When I entered your life, baby, that's always true.
I Roll With You by Ely Reid and the True Loves.
Bringing it back to the summer of 64.
Hey there, everybody. How are things? It's actually a great song.
That was a great song.
It's nice. It takes me, it's a change.
It just turned us into an easy listening
podcast. Hi there, everybody. How are things out there in podcast land?
God, it's dead.
Oh boy. So the podcast has been moving along. We're actually trying to do more podcasts. We're also trying to get more special guests and stuff on the show. Amy's kind of a special guest and Josiah's not on, which is I found it's hard to get Josiah on. So
it is. He totally emailed me. He's like, "I'm fine. We'll do it this weekend."
Yeah. He wasn't able to do it, unfortunately. Which is okay. It's okay. He's allowed to take a day off every day of the week.
I know.
But he's okay.
At least you get music, even if it's not big, fun Josiah times.
No, that's fine.
No Everybody's problem. Been super nice. They've been MySpacing me. Thank you, people.
Yeah, when you had the little depressing...
I know, I totally had like a depressing like rant, and like I had all this depressing shit on my MySpace page.
Did you?
Yeah, I totally did. I like went through like a minor internet depression.
Really? That was very quick, minor internet depression.
Now I'm happy, fun times again.
That was not. I actually got MySpacey too. I recently, the other day, I got MySpacey. I had 12 friends.
You did? All of a sudden, I went back on. You have like 47.
I have 29 right now.
Oh, gee.
I'm moving up the MySpace. But that's my personal MySpace.
Yeah, fun time Ben.
Not my tracks up the tree. I don't understand the whole MySpace thing. You might have read on the blog that I got Amy to manage it for me.
I manage it now. I've posted these shows on the MySpace blog, which is nice and easy for everybody if you're like fucking around on your if you're around on your MySpace at work or whatever.
Yeah, when you're at work. That's a great idea. Hey everybody! While you're working, why don't you MySpace and get fired
and stop working?
And then you can blame it on Amy. Sister Amy told me she was. I was just following directions. I followed directions. Remember back when in high school when they make you take the standardized test and then the first they tell you to read the instructions and the last instruction is sit down and put your pencil on the desk and all the stupid kids who didn't follow the directions would do the whole test and then.
Yeah.
That happened to me once. I did the whole test.
I always did the whole test. Even like when they gave it to us like 15 times. Because I was on the short bus.
I do not follow directions.
People.
Yeah. Dude, she was on the short bus. She was on the little yellow bus.
I was.
She's a special girl. Special as in retarded.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as any sort of deformation.
No, it's totally
of retarded
true.
People.
True and proven.
Because retarded people are awesome.
And loose. What?
What? No, you're loose and retarded. That's a difference between normal retarded people and I don't know why I'm talking about retarded people. It started off as a small bit, but now it's like people are like I'm offending everybody.
I don't think you guys have ever done retarded like people. You've done almost everything else.
No, we haven't done it. We haven't done that.
Cross that off of your list.
Or certain ethnic minorities
You've
or majorities.
You've done the South Pacific. I heard that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Pan-Asian.
Well, we didn't get any nasty comments from the Pan-Asian community. About our
Josiah.
Well, the other day I went on Skype. It was on Skype. It was just on. And someone, a listener, Skyped me. It was from China.
Oh, nice.
Nice one. So we have a listener out in China. Hi,
Big
Chinese listener.
To China.
I forget your name, but it was cool. She was in school or she was in college or something.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's nice to be all over the world.
I've never been over there.
Well, your voice has. So kudos to your voice. Your voice is far more interesting than you are, I tell you that much right now. I would hang out with your voice before I hung out with you. God.
Somebody's getting a little nasty.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, people out there? You know what I'm saying?
What else has been happening with you?
I've been doing, I don't want to like say the same shit every time we have a conversation, but I've been doing a lot of improv.
So nothing.
Yeah, not much. I actually have not had any nights free. I really thought I would have like a lot of time free and I have basically no time. I'm taking a sketch writing class.
That's cool.
With this guy called, whose name is Armando Diaz. He's like one of the most famous, improvisers.
He is like the guy to go to for sketch comedy.
He is. He's with the. He's sort of on the same level as the Upright Citizens Brigade, and and he's a brilliant instructor. But I'm taking him for sketch writing. We should do a sketch on the show. No, we shouldn't actually. No one should ever have to read my sketches. So I'm learning how to do sketch writing to be a funnier improviser and a funnier person all the way around. And so far, I think it's done really, really well. You're laughing.
Yeah, you got a funny face.
Ooh. That was a zinger. I felt that one. It's funny whenever I'm like talking to you. It's like I'm talking to my sister. We're not actually that funny. We need another person.
We need a foil. It's kind of weird and lame because we're together a lot, which is weird.
We do.
We hang out way too much.
We do. We're pretty funny when there's other people present.
We're not funny when it's just the two of us.
No, when it's just us, it's just like brother and sister, and that's kind of a weird, like, oh my God, shouldn't you guys have friends other than your brother and your sister? Yeah. Shouldn't you? But do we? No. Yeah. Why? Because we have a close relationship.
I know. We're going to go out to dinner, though, to what's this whole internet-y thing that you're doing?
Oh, there's a thing online called Yelp. It's kind of like MySpace, but for people who eat. And I've talked about it with a few people. And people look at me at first like, you're crazy. That sounds like MySpace. But it's actually a lot cooler than MySpace. It's called Yelp, Y-E-L-P. You can find them at yelp.com, Y-E-L-P.com. Just in case you've never heard of the internet. And you can, basically what you do is you rate restaurants. I found it because of MySpace. I don't know if anybody out there is ever familiar with MySpace. Not MySpace, sorry. My brain, I went City Search. They all have these like small names and they all sound the same. Okay, not MySpace, City Search.
Facebook.
No, it's City Search. Have you ever heard of City Search?
I have not.
Okay, City Search was a thing where you could search out like the yellow pages, but people can like leave comments about webs about like restaurants and other shit, bars and stuff.
Museums,
so you can
whatever.
Find out like what's cool around the city. So it's like the yellow pages with ratings. So these people came along with Yelp, which is basically like MySpace meets the yellow pages, and you can find any place. Like meets the Gats as well, but you can like leave comments about places and people rate your reviews. And they have this thing called Yelp Elite Events, where basically they send you an email. They say, like, RSVP, we're going to meet here, and there's going to be free food and drink.
Yeah.
So they give you free drink. So when was the last time MySpace gave you free alcohol?
Never.
Unless you're the guys from Notes from the Underground, Mitch. Mitch actually did, I don't know if he still does. I think he might still work for MySpace. So he actually might have gotten free drinks from MySpace. I have never gotten a free drink from MySpace, unfortunately. unfortunately. But Yelp, I've gotten many free drinks. And basically, it's like a social group of people who get together or talk about bars. I've gone on bar hops with them. It's kind of fun. It's a good place to meet people in the city. Without it being like a Match.com thing where everybody's trying to get laid. Everybody is trying to get laid, but it's not like that. It's not the reason why people get into it. And it's certainly not the reason I do it.
Because no one would sleep with you.
Thanks. That's nice. Thanks. Thanks, sis. All right. Let's play another song. This time we're going to play a nice slow, sad song.
Just to
improve the mood while I cry. Okay. This is me. This is me crying. Do you hear it? Listen. I'm going to cry. Crying myself. Ooh. Ooh. Hello.
I thought you would be the one so beautiful, so I must be the fool. If I cashed my happy in, I'd probably spend it all on the penny fools. Push it in and pull it out, wanna be where nothing hurts at all.
Not an upbeat one.
No,
that was like
who
a
was that?
Soft-spoken.
You don't know.
That's the Ghosts with Penny Falls.
Aww.
Oh, Penny Falls. Well,
have we
luckily
talked
enough,
to these
we have a
kittens
good one. Good
since Halloween?
I don't think so. I don't know. I have
we
no idea.
We had that. Josiah had his little party, and all of you guys came. That was great for all you guys showing up.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
And the guys
it
that
was
didn't.
Nice.
Everybody's
how,
like, we
what were
invited?
You for Halloween?
That's hilarious.
That was a great costume, guys. Okay. What my sister and I dressed up like, we dressed up like brother and sister. I'm not going to tell you who was who, but let me assure you it was not the interesting way you think we did it.
No.
I was not my sister. I'm just going to give you that hint, and then you can go crazy with ideas from there.
The rest. Josiah was John Lennon with his girlfriend being Yoko Ono. That was very funny.
That was very funny.
That was fun. Fun,
yeah,
good
that's
times.
Pretty funny. She makes a very good Yoko Ono.
She does.
Kind of weird because she's not Asian at all.
No. But yeah,
she did
that
have
was
a
fun.
Gigantic white hat and dark black wig.
Yeah.
So she looked a lot like Yoko Ono.
And we saw Dimitri Martin that night, and that
we did. That was awesome.
That was good. Although I have to say, I went and saw some comedy. I think two nights ago, like some open mic comedy show, and one of the guys gets up on the stage and he's bombing pretty much. Every joke is lame. His only joke that people laughed at, he stole from Dimitri Martin.
That is not fun.
It was really awkward. I like leaned over to everybody. I was like, he stole that joke.
That son of a bitch.
I know.
Yeah, Dimitri Martin is pretty damn funny. He's definitely not a high energy comedian.
No, no, it's kind of
but
laid
he's
back.
Definitely he definitely has his skills down. His improv, his sketch, no. Hold on, stand-up comedy skills.
He does little songs too. That was great. He does great little songs.
Yeah, his little bells on the floor that he rings with his feet, and they go dong, ding, dong. Yeah. Love that. I want one of those.
Yeah.
I should be able to do that whenever someone says something to me that I don't want to answer.
Bong, ding, dong, bong. It's like,
okay. So I think that's kind of, well, is there anything you want to talk about, little Amy? How are things with you?
Things are pretty boring with me as well.
Swanky.
Yeah. No, I've been going out a lot. I've been drinking a lot. I'm on a diet. That sucks.
You're on a diet?
Yeah. And I totally like, so ladies out there, holla, you know how you do. I had to count out the amount of calories I could consume during a day. And I'm like figuring out how much alcohol I can drink. And I'm like, 4 beers. Apparently, like I allocate half my calories during the day to beer. I am cutting back officially.
It's a good way to allocate. I allocate a lot of calories to beer as well.
Yeah.
But not because I'm on a diet. It's because I'm on a beer diet.
Beer is yummy.
The only thing I eat
is beer.
Like beer.
Feel for me, people.
I like beer a lot. I actually have been drinking way too much and hanging out with people way too much. Amy and I actually do hang out a lot.
Yeah.
And actually, for saying that our lives are boring, they're kind of the complete opposite of boring, but we have so little time to reflect upon our lives.
In our drunken haze.
It's like constantly we're seeing shows and stuff. I think that's what happens when you start getting into something like comedy or anything. And I urge you, if you guys have never taken an improv class and you're in an area with improv, especially in New York, if you live in New York and you haven't done an improv class or an acting class or something
like that, it's so great.
It's crazy. This place, I mean, especially in a big city, there's so many opportunities. And if you're in a small town, I'm sure there's, you know, improvisers
I'm going to just say to the ladies, again, it's a great... Ladies. I find I have a huge problem being a lady, meeting people that are kind of not creepy.
Hi, lady. Do you want to meet someone
creepy? Yeah, exactly. Like men.
I'm not creepy.
When in the improv world, you can just meet people and be cool and actually make friends and not like be worried about getting picked up, or you meet really cool people and you can hang out and get shit-faced and not worry about
anything. Actually,
that
is kind of true. I've met a lot of women who are my friends.
That in a good way, people.
I did not mean that in a good way, people. I actually have a lot of friends who are women now. Yeah. And I do mean that in a good way. I have a lot of women friends.
Yeah.
The weird thing about the women friends I know is they must be all crazy. Well, they are all crazy because I certainly wouldn't date them. But the funniest part...
I wish you're going to have to sleep with all your female friends now just to be like, you're not the crazy one I was talking about.
Wow. A man's duty is never done. Oh. Look at me in my strange conundrum. Either I have to sleep with all my lady friends or sleep with all my lady friends.
Okay.
That's the best. Okay, no, that was creepy. And now I'm not going to have any more lady friends. Beep. So anyway, it is cool. It's a cool place to meet people. And you know, it's not that cool if you're the person who doesn't have any friends, though.
What if you're like a loser?
Yeah, there's a few people who are like losers who don't have friends. And then they're like, are we
going
to hang
out? And you realize why,
And you're like, no, we're not going to hang out.
You're not
funny. But we can go and have a drink. And I'm like, well, I can go have a drink with anybody I want to. That's the cool part about not being a loser, you know? And there are some people who are like desperate. They have no friends. And it completely rocks my world. I don't know. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Not having any friends. How do you not have any friends? Any friends?
Boring.
But they're not boring. I mean, they're doing interesting things. It's just like, how do you not have a friend in the world?
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Kind of weird. I have enough friends. This isn't why I'm doing improv, is to meet more people. It's to do improv. But it's fun meeting people too. Yeah. Added bonus. Just don't be the person who doesn't have any friends.
Yeah. This Act cool, assimilate, do whatever anybody else around you is doing is my advice.
And don't be too needy. That's the number one hat tip that you have no friends. It's like, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to do something later? Oh, you don't want to do something later? How about you? Do you want to do something later? It's like, just take the hint and roll with it. Be like, yeah, no, that's cool. I'm going to go do something with some of my friends, even if you're going home alone and eating Triscuits in your underwear with squirt cheese. You know what I'm saying? Just take it. Take it on the chin.
That's
what I do.
Yeah, that whole... squirt cheese and taking it on the chin. Seriously, Ben.
Dude, do not take scritchies on the chin. So, this has been another fantastic episode. This has been another half bookend.
Seriously, write to Zion, tell him to get his ass here.
It's been a sandwich. It's been a club sandwich. It's a deluxe club sandwich because now we have two pieces of bread in the middle.
I know.
Man. And, but it does not come with fries. So, those are extra. That's a side. You have to order that later. I have been Funtime Ben.
I have been Sister Amy.
And we're going to play for you an end-up mashup with Annie Lennox and the Beatles. And the Beatles. Did you hear me? The Beatles. It's called All My Birds.
Was there a word after that? Or?
No, it's All My Birds. That's all there was to it. I know it sounded like I was going to come out with something different, but that's all I got. So, here's All My Birds. This is available because some people always want to ask me where I get this. This is from gohomeproductions.co.uk. All my birds, all my birds. Bye. I look up to
in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. In her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years.